is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two, USAPrepares.com. Frank Underhill's with us. We're talking about the economy. And we're talking about how is it possible that the Dow is doing so well? And where are the customers? It's a concern of mine. Frank, I've got some articles on the website that I'd like to talk about with you. One of them is one-third of the population of Puerto Rico is getting free food stamps from the United States government. It's unbelievable. We're supporting Puerto Rico. One-third of the people. We're feeding one-third of the people.
Amazing.
Absolutely outrageous. And then, oh boy, this one really bothers me. Eugenics. We have an American Eugenics Society here in the United States. And we are looking at, and we have for a very long time, we have been looking at, right after World War II, we looked at how to improve our gene pool, how to reproduce a better crop of humans through eugenics, killing people. Absolutely unbelievable. Articles on the website. And then there's another one that really bothers me, which is New Jersey state senators were caught on tape, or recorded, if you will. And they were saying, relating to guns, confiscate, confiscate, confiscate. These are New Jersey state senators that want our guns confiscated. Now, there are people who do not believe in conspiracies. A conspiracy is two or more people intending to do harm. Well, what does it mean when two or more people want to steal your property? Is that doing harm? Well, if it is, then that's a conspiracy. And we have three New Jersey senators who want to confiscate your firearms. They want to steal your personal property. Frank, we are in so much trouble, I can't believe it.
The governor of Arizona, I think, will sign a bill that when people, there are these firearm buyback programs in Arizona, I think Grand Brewer is signing a bill where they can resell these firearms to raise money for the state.
The state is now in the gun show business then. That means that they're buying them back for pennies on the dollar. I mean, I've seen these piles and piles of firearms. I've seen AK-47s. I've seen semi-automatic MAC-10s, Tech-9s, hunting rifles, all kinds of firearms that are valuable that were bought back for maybe $50, $25, $100, gift certificates for stupid stuff. And these quality firearms were bought, and they're worth thousands of dollars, some of them each. Some of them are museum pieces, and so the government buys them, and now we're talking about the government selling them back.
Yeah, apparently so.
First of all, why are they in the business of being in the business of buying firearms in the first place? Why are they buying them? Who authorized it? And it's our money. It's the people's money. Now, I don't live in Arizona, but if I did, it would be my money. And if the state of Missouri did it, it would be my money, my government in Missouri. Outrageous. And I'll tell you what.
The trouble is, Vincent, is none of it is yours. And whenever you see the media, the managed media, you know, it's like we all as a nation have to share in the grief and the misery of other people's lives, and there's enough of it to go around. And this is a big way to socialism, is when you have the government starting to spread the bad news, and then they spread the Boston bombing, you know, everybody has to come up with, you know, they want people to cough up funds for some charity that they are running now. Possibly, Vincent, how does a thing like that, or even these people with the fertilizer blast in Texas and whatnot, but they got to spread the misery. Because spread the misery, it set up the funding, people phone in, they donate. When, you know, I believe charity starts at home for a lot of things. And I don't want to sound selfish or sanctimonious, but, you know, that's the case. A lot of people are having a very difficult time right now. But when the weaker the economy gets, the more, like you hinted on the Puerto Rican food stamp, or the who pays for all this? And instead of government looking after this stuff, they want people to whip out their checkbooks and donate money. And yeah. I just have a very, very uneasiness about the whole thing.
Well, it's, you know, boy, I took some heat over my thoughts about the Boston Marathon massacre, and I thought it was an inside job. I really did from the very beginning. The minute I heard it, I even said it on the air, and I took some heat. I took some heat from people at the afternoon broadcast, like, are you kidding? As a matter of fact, I was on the air, and I said, no, I think it's an inside job. And it caused a lot of problems for me at a radio station. It really did. Not Genesis, but another radio station. It really caused a lot of problems for me. So I just want to let you know that it was clear to me. It was clear to me that it was likely to be an inside job. And you mentioned the fertilizer plant explosion in Texas. Well, I thought the same thing. I thought it was coincidental that they were timed pretty close to each other. And as soon as that happened, as soon as I was off the air, I picked up the phone and I called the manager of a fertilizer plant here in Missouri. I called him up. He's a friend of mine. And I called him and I said, you know, what's the likelihood of this happening? And he said, it's, you know, it could happen, but it's pretty unlikely. And so I actually went down there. I went down to the fertilizer plant and I looked around, and it's difficult. It really is difficult to have an explosion. So I think
I worked at a place that used ammonia to keep cooling. And I think there's a lot of volatile ingredients that are coming together under one roof to produce a product sell to, like, you know, like farmers, or for, you know, you could have an ammonia leak in a meat plant if it goes off, you know, could take the roof of the building off. You know, there's always a risk factor in any kind of manufacturing where you have like big, and I'm thinking where you are, you're in the agriculture hub there. And I can only imagine with like you mentioned, your fertilizer plant in your backyard, or your packing plant, anywhere where you have ammonia, or anywhere where you have chemicals or potash or phosphates coming together, you're having a volatile blend, like I said, under one roof. But that stuff has to be watched very, very carefully. Now, without going on the conspiracy tangent here, with, you know, they one of the first responders was caught with pipe bombs in the news, they claim.
Right.
And was he there before, or did he know to respond because he's the one who put it there? Who knows?
Well, I know back in the 1950s, there was an explosion of a flour mill. And, you know, you might say, how is it possible that if you're grinding wheat into flour, there could be an explosion? Well, if you have fine particles of dust in the air, anything, it could be aluminum dust, it could be flour dust, it could be fertilizer dust, it could be wood dust. If you have a lot of that in the air, and if you have a large enough spark, you can ignite that into an explosion. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And flour mills have exploded over the years, not just one, but several of them in the United States. So, yeah, that can happen. But I talked to the manager of this fertilizer plant. Now, he's been doing this for about 20 years. And they take precautions. And by the way, these fertilizer mixing plants are everywhere. Everywhere. So if you think that your community is free from a fertilizer mixing plant, that may not be the case. So if you have a farm supply place that sells fertilizer in bulk, you know, they have these little buggies that will haul away 2, 3, 4, 5 tons of fertilizer, they mix it right there. And that's one of those fertilizer plants. So you might have one of them right near you. Seriously. So keep that in mind. And as you drive by, did you know that it was there? Now that you've got something to look for, but did you know it was there before? So think about that. Frank, let's talk about junior exploration companies, junior mining companies. Is this something that, tell us where you think they are right now. Is it time to look at them?
Well, I think they're in the basement, and I think when times were good, they had a lot of exploration dollars to invest in their projects. And there are companies that, they went up to like $10-$12 a share, and they're trading at $2 now. And I think if people were to take a look at these as well, too, there's probably a potential there to realize a gain. And a lot of these issues are also baby throwing up with the bathwater as well.
Frank, hold that thought. Frank Underhill. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking with Frank Underhill, CEO, UnderhillSecurities.com, UnderhillSecurities.com. And just before the break, we were talking about junior exploration companies, junior mining stocks, and we talked about the price being in the basement now, and the price has fallen. Frank, what are the junior miners doing right now that would make them attractive to someone who might consider jumping in? Did we lose Frank?
And they've done work, and they've come up with grades that warrant further evaluation and further study. But everything is very like priced, I think, below wholesale, in my opinion.
Okay, so what are they? If you were to look at a junior miner, what would you look at on paper that would help you make a decision whether it would be attractive at these prices, since silver is below $24 an ounce?
The grades, and of course, it's a risk, but but people should take a look at what the grades are, what the price is, and then more importantly, don't invest in the company, you invest in the management.
Well, how do you distinguish between the management and the company?
Because you want to see who, if it's somebody who's the president of a big miner and they're on the board of this junior, that's definitely something to take a look at.
Okay. All right.
You don't invest in the company, Vincent. You invest in the management.
Okay. I'm thinking back to my education, and I'm thinking back to ethics. I'm thinking back to morals, and it kind of sounds like that's where you're going.
Yes. Yeah. That's That's you know, and track records. And basically, there's a lot of these companies like littered around them. You know, a lot of them even have cash on hand still to weather this out. And you know, and even like producers are trading at prices that that a high flying junior was trading at when it was at its highs. And you know, you even go with production as well.
Frank, I understand that some mines have collapsed. Some major mines have literally slid. And the gold is buried under so much earth that it may not be practical to get it out now. How is that affecting the price of mining stocks?
Well, I think with a situation like that, it would probably put the company out of business. I don't know of a name per se where this has happened to, but you know, there's always, you know, mining risk goes with any kind of risk when you're investing in a mining company. That's why people should be looking at companies that have multi mines in production. So if one collapses, like what you referred to, there's operations to keep it going. Magnico Eagle had a water problem with one of their mines, their Star Mine, Star Property, you know, but, you know, they seem to be remedying that, and they're probably going to put that back into production as well, too. But I think generally, you know, and again, that's why you got to go with experience and management. Mining is very cost intensive, and it has a lot of, you know, pitfalls. And, of course, these mining stocks move up, of course, when the earnings are good, you know, when they're producing, like any company, whether it's making computers or you know, selling a product, you know, they rally on earnings. And right now what you're seeing in the mining sector, you're not seeing earnings, or you're not seeing earnings growth, which is another catalyst for, you know, appreciation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so are you saying that if a person is an investor, they should consider looking deeper into mining?
Absolutely. I believe that, and that's, of course, I'm biased to that sector, but people should be looking at. Look, I'd be more afraid to invest in a into a stock where you're paying a high premium in, as opposed to buying something that's trading at a discount, in some cases fire sale deep discount.
Frank, can you offer your newsletter?
Yeah.
On this broadcast?
Okay. Feel free to call, and I'll put you on my subscription.
Okay. I'll tell you how to do that when we come back on the other side, and I'd like to know about defective auto parts and no warranties when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Frank Underhill's with us, and if you'd like a copy of his research reports or his newsletters, they're free, absolutely free. 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. UnderhillSecurities.com. And Frank Underhill was a trusted advisor of the late Bob Chapman. Bob Chapman would call Frank Underhill about five times a day, literally before broadcast to get the latest information on what's happening in various sectors of the market. So Frank Underhill, when Bob lay near the end of his life, I'm talking literally within 2 days of the end of his life, he and I were on the phone, and he wanted me to contact Frank Underhill. And I didn't know who Frank Underhill was at the time. But with a little bit of research and a little bit of phone calling, a man finally called me and put Frank and me together. So that's how Frank Underhill was on this broadcast. 702-987-5449 if you'd like to chat with Frank Underhill after the broadcast. Frank, the IRS, there's a post. The IRS scrutiny went beyond the Tea Party, targeting groups of conservatives. And the IRS did special treatment for, provided special treatment for people who were involved with words like Tea Party, Patriot, Progressive, 912 projects in their names. So they provided extra attention for groups with those words in their name, Tea Party, Patriot, Progressive, 912 Project. And they looked at organizations with tax-exempt status. Well, early on when we formed USAPrepares.com, LLC for Limited Corporation, we decided that we would not be a tax-exempt company. We would not be tax-exempt. We would pay taxes. And the reason for that is we did not want to be limited in any way, shape, or form by agreeing to not discuss or not say certain things in favor of being tax-exempt. So we are willing to pay taxes so we can say whatever we want. And we do. And we do. So those are some of the thoughts that I have about the Internal Revenue Service. And also, they say, in a statement today, they say that the IRS is stating that they believe that this activity, this criminal activity by the IRS, was due to a couple rogue IRS employees. Do you believe that? I don't believe that for a second.
I don't believe that for 1 minute either. Absolutely not.
Right. So what we need to do is, you know, the people involved and their lieutenants, you know, the people who reported to those involved need to be fired. All of them. Every single one. Without any pension. Kind of like a dishonorable discharge. And all the benefits that you receive with a dishonorable discharge, because that's what this is. There is no difference between a dishonorable discharge and what these guys have done. And the same with Missouri. The same with those who gave out the names and confidential information from concealed weapons holders from the state of Missouri. That'd be me. I'm one of them. They gave out my name as well as about 185,000 others. Gave them out to the feds illegally. They committed a crime. They need to be in jail. For how long? At least a lifetime, in my opinion. Frank, defective auto parts, no warranties. Let's talk about that.
Go ahead there. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, let me say this. I look at this guy in the White House, okay, Barack Obama. He's got his feet up on the furniture. And I look at that and I say, what kind of a signal is that sending? Have you ever seen a student put his or her feet up on a desk in school and not be reprimanded by the teacher? Has it ever happened? If it has, I am certain that the teacher said, Johnny, Susie, get your feet off the furniture right now. I'm sure that happened. Now, the leader of the free world, supposedly, Barack Obama, has got his feet up on the furniture and is sending a bad signal. Now, I liken that to what is happening to the United States Post Office. And let me just say this. I bought 12 absolutely magnificent, very heavy hanging glass fixtures that were in a restaurant on the East Coast. I mean, they were magnificent. I bought them all. I bought them on eBay, and I had them shipped, and they were packed in foam. I mean, these were really well packed, and they came in two cartons, and they marked heavy, they were marked glass, they were about 60 pounds per box. Very heavy, double boxed, lots of packing, brass and very heavy glass globes or shades, about maybe 18 inches in diameter each one. Not replaceable. They were vintage, vintage manufacturer, American made, probably in the 50s and 60s. The post office was able to break 7 out of 12. They broke 7 out of 12. And I wanted them for the farmhouse, and I needed them all. And so what do? They give me a refund for the broken ones after a lot of effort on my part. So their attitude is they can toss these things around. They're marked fragile on every single side, top and bottom of every box. They still manage to break them. That is just the way we do things around here. If it says fragile, then that means you throw it, right? If it says fragile, it means you step on it. That means you walk on it. That means you put it on the bottom of the truck. Okay. That's the post office. Now, I also bought a phone system. I wanted to upgrade our phone system at the farmhouse. And I bought a Northern Telecom Meridian phone system on eBay. 10 stations. I don't need 10 stations, but it sure is nice to have some spares. And I don't need a lot of lines. But this is capable of 16 stations, 6 lines. I wanted to have music on hold and voicemail. Okay. So I bought them. Post office was able to break 2 of the 10. 20%. They broke 20% of the phones. These phones are almost indestructible. But they were able to break them. Okay, so I bought some china to replace and add to some of the pieces that Mrs. Finelli and I have had for the last 30-something years when we've been married. And found it on eBay, bought a whole bunch. The post office was able to break 2 cups, a gravy boat, and a plate. Yep, and it was really well packed, but they were able to do it. I bought about 1,000 mugs for the Get Prepared Expo that say USA Preparers on one side, Big Country 99 on the other. I've got some that say USA Preparers on one side and GCN on the other. Well, they were able to break a whole case of them. How do they do that? How do they break a case? They put it on the bottom. They toss it. They say, here, this one's light and it's heavy, and they toss it from guy to guy, and the guy's expecting a light one, it's heavy, he drops it, boom, there goes a case of mugs. Now who pays for all this? Do you know what it's like fighting with the post office? It's horrible. It's horrible. Anyway, so that is the status of our attention to detail and how much we care about customers. Now that goes, let's talk about defective auto parts. We have at the farm a 1999 Dodge Cummins turbo diesel half-ton truck. Three-quarter ton truck, I should say. It's a great truck. It's got, almost 300,000 miles on it. We use it every day. It's in excellent shape, except the dashboard has cracked. It's actually, chunks are missing that you could put your entire fist through where parts of the dash are missing. And is it ours? No. Every single person I know that has a 1999, 2000, 2001, 2002, they all have the same problem. Every one of them. How can that be? How can that be? They are all defective. Now, they've cracked and the chunks just fall in. Chunks. I'm saying, how can I explain this? You could put a coffee cup in the holes that appear in these cracked dashes from the top. Just drop coffee cups in there. They're that big, easily coffee cup size holes. Well, why is it that Dodge didn't say, geez, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry that our dash has failed. The trucks are still good, but the dash has failed. How about if we make an appointment for you and we replace it for you for free? How about that? Have they done that? No, they haven't done it. How about every Mercedes ML 320, 1999, 2000, 2001, 2002, everyone that I know of has a defective gas gauge. That means the gas gauge does not work. Everyone that I know of. Well, did they send a letter to the owners? No. Did they say, you know, I'm really sorry that the gas gauge doesn't work? Nope. But they will charge you several hundred dollars to repair it. Several hundred. to repair the gas gauge. How about in the Mercedes ML320? A great vehicle. It really is. The window switches fail. Why is that? Have they sent a letter to all of the owners saying, we're really sorry, you know, this is we messed up, bad design, substandard materials. We're sorry that you can't put your windows up or down. We're sorry they're stuck where they are. We'd like to fix that for you. Do they do that? No. Now, would they say, yeah, but the vehicle's old? Yeah, it is. But it happens to all of them. It's bad design, bad engineering, bad implementation, bad manufacturing. Makes me crazy. And does anybody ever expect that an automobile won't last 10, 12, 15 years? Have you ever bought one thinking that it's disposable? I have not. Frank, when we come back, let's talk about prices, gasoline prices and food prices. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Underhill's with us. And, you know, I was thinking, about, many years ago. And I had this 1994, and by the way, I still have it, a 1994 full-size Chevrolet Blazer. And it's a 6.5-liter turbo diesel. They only made about 500 of these, and in the Blazer. But they made other vehicles with the 6.5 turbo diesel. And at the time, we had two of them, and ultimately we had three of them: Suburban and two Blazers. And what happened with these, with the Blazer, is you drive along, and all of a sudden the engine would quit. No warning. It would just stop. The engine would stall. And it wasn't like it would hesitate, stumble, and then stall. It would be like a binary switch or an on-off switch. It would just stop. And when it stopped, you'd lose power steering. And you'd have one application of the brake before you had no brakes. Simple as that. You would lose control of the vehicle. And so I contacted the dealer, and they said, okay, we'll look at it. About a $4,000 repair. I called General Motors, and they said, we're not going to help you. You're the only one that has this problem. I said, actually, no, I'm not. I have two of them, and they have the same problem. Ultimately, I had three of them. And all three of our vehicles, the two Blazers and the Suburban, they're all 1994. They all had exactly the same problem. Chevy said, nah, there's nothing we can do. You're the only one that has this problem. It must be you. Okay, so finally, you know, instead of doing the right thing, instead of helping me, I spent $4,000 to get one of them fixed up. And then I find out, 2 years later, that General Motors has a extended warranty, 11 years, 110,000 miles on the fuel injection system, because they all have the same problem. But in the meantime, I was so aggravated with General Motors, I was talking to a colleague on the phone, and I was looking out the window in Virginia at this red 6.5 turbo diesel Blazer. I said, you know, I feel crapped on. Hold on. I got to go. And then the next thing I did was I registered the domain name, crappedon.com. And I was going to use it especially and dedicate it toward those people who have products that are just like that 6.5 turbo diesel, and ultimately like the Mercedes ML, and ultimately like the Dodge with all the cracked dashboards. So maybe that's something that we could do. maybe we could use crapdon.com as a forum to discuss all of these lousy products that are manufactured by lousy intentioned companies here in America that are just trying to rip us off. What do you think, Frank?
Wow, nothing surprises me. Nothing surprises me, but these things always seem to break down after the warranty expires for some reason.
I think that I would not be able to sleep at night if I were an engineer and I designed a shoddy product. I would not be able to sleep at night. I would not be able to accept my paycheck. I would not be able to work for a company that says, look, hey, Vinny, that's a really good design you have. Now, let's take out most of the good features of that and let's make it a marginal product. And then we can be almost as bad as the worst company making the product. We'll be just like one step better than they are. I mean, why would anybody want to be involved in a company that has that as a design? Why would anybody want to be associating with someone who puts his feet up on the furniture? I don't get it. It's all bad form. It's all bad manners. It's like the banks. It's like the banks who engineer these teaser rates. A teaser rate is designed to lull you into thinking that you're going to get something that you're not. It is a lie. It's a lie. Oh, jeez. I hit my own button. Frank, if you'd like to get in touch with Frank Underhill, 702-987-5449, 702-987-5449. Hey, Frank, next time, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to talk so much. I'm not going to do it.
Have a good week, Nathan.
Hey, Frank, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. Honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And someday maybe I'll tell you again about the press release we did in 1980 with Bert Bertone's.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.